Joe McClosey wasn't that well known prior to Mike Kaufman's May 12th statement, and maybe we still need to clarify. McClosey is the Democrat running against Kaufman, and clearly he is using this moment to breathe some life into his campaign, which really hasn't been doing that well.
This is someone who kind of inherited the job as candidate against Mike Kaufman because nobody else was going to step up and run. And his campaign has been kind of lackluster. He's done a little bit better in fundraising than he had. I think the last total he raised in the first quarter was $235,000. That's compared to Kaufman, who raised more than $500,000 in the same time period. But more importantly, Kaufman has $1.37 million on hand to battle for another term, and that compares to only less than $500,000 for McClosey.
Now, is this going to be enough to get any momentum going for McClosey? I mean, we've seen campaigns turn on gaffes by other candidates, but I mean, given what you were saying, does this add any spark?
Well, I think it gives him a little bit of a spark and it gives him an opening, which is more than, of course, the Republicans were really willing to grant him before. They weren't really paying that much attention to this race because they thought that Kaufman was clearly going to win it, even in a district that was vastly different from the one he has represented. Right now, the new district under redistricting is about a third Democrats, third Republicans, and third unaffiliated. That's very different from the Republican-leaning district he had when he represented a Douglas County. Now he's got more of Aurora, and McClosey seems to think that the demographics of the district favor him, or at least give him, you know, a level playing field against a well-entrenched incumbent. So McClosey is using this as an opening. His fundraising, according to the campaign, has picked up, and he's getting a little bit more attention, which is more than he had before.
Well, we always know that the independents are a key voting bloc pretty much with any election, and they will be come November. But who are they likely to help in this case? You mentioned that the district has been redrawn. So does McClosey benefit, or does Kaufman?
Well, it's going to depend nationally what happens. 4 years ago, John McCain won that district 53-46%. But now the way it's reconfigured, Obama actually is ahead, probably by a few percentage points. So if Obama does really well nationally, this, of course, will have some effect on the congressional race, and McClosey could do well. I think, though, that for him to defeat Kaufman, not only would Obama have to do well, but just a lot of things would have to pick up. We'll see what happens. This is, you know, good news for McClosey if he's taking advantage of a mistake by his opponent, but whether it's enough for him to overcome an incumbent and a well-financed one, for that matter, is still yet to be seen.
Well, what about Mike Kaufman? Obviously, he's the one that made the comments. He has apologized. Does this haunt him until the election in November?
Probably will, but, you know, he's been very silent. He hasn't given any interviews on the subject, and I think he's hoping that maybe things will settle down. I don't think that's likely. You know, in this day and age when you have electronic media following the candidates and you have YouTube and all kinds of trackers keeping track of what the candidates are saying, it's something that's probably going to appear maybe in TV commercials down the line or definitely as fodder for the campaign debate in general.
All right. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.